Podcast Macabre Stab of Fear 6. Recipes by Lavid Tidar.
Recipes by Lavid Tidar. The day was cold and bright, like a Nazi scientist. The night was different, haunted by invisible moans and a taste of ash rising from the crematorium. It filled the huts and choked men in their sleep, making them call out aloud. Elias cherished the few moments before his emaciated body fell into exhausted sleep. As he lay against his fellow prisoners, five of them crammed into the tiny space, his mind took flight from the camp, like a bird rising on damp, hot air, as elusive as freedom. To make antipasto di melanzane, you must first fry the eggplant in a good lug of olive oil. Slice the dark round vegetable, as dark as the night around the camp, into thick slices and again into long thin slivers. Fry in batches and remove with a perforated spoon. Forget, as you are doing that, the corpses collected from the showers, the blood around their nails, where they struggled and tried to dig their way against the stone walls. Instead, peel and crush a clove of garlic. Add it to the oil and smell its frying. Savor the way it leaves a promise of its taste on your tongue. Add 3 peeled chopped tomatoes, a little water, and let it simmer. Imagine that, and perhaps you could sleep. Lean back against Menachem, who was Polish. Feel David's weight resting against your chest. He was from Hungary and worked in the extraction of gold teeth. Perhaps he could sleep. His body craved sleep the way, once, it needed cigarettes. Elias could imagine food like differential equations. Hunger had become a part of him, a feature as changeless and immemorial as life in the camp. Food was a thin soup, really just water. One found a potato in the bowl like finding a treasure, and earned the envy and hatred of the others when he did. For Elias, his dreams of food were no longer physical. Nothing could alleviate his hunger. He knew he would always be hungry, had always been hungry. But the food in his mind was abstract food, an equation composed and solved step by step. When the sauce had cooked for 10 minutes, add salt and pepper to taste, a hint of oregano. Add the eggplant to the sauce and toss lightly to coat. Serve hot with a slice of fresh bread and a glass of cool, clean water. It made sleep bearable. Around him, night closed Gentile fingers on the sleeping prisoners. Mornings were for work. Mornings, he carried the corpses from the showers to the crematorium, His cart loaded, he would walk a thin shade across the frozen ground. He listened to the camp orchestra as he walked, the music cutting like a horsewhip through the air. In the beginning, he couldn't bear to look at the faces of the men lying on his cart. Fresh from the Selektsia, he was horrified at their expressions, their postures. Horrified that he survived while they did not. He couldn't bear to look at them, and Casey recognized their faces. Now, their faces were all alike. The faces of the dead, uniform in their demise. Soon to be reduced even further into ash and smoke and fragments of bone to be buried in the earth. He wanted then to think of them as eggs laid in the ground, that they might one day hatch, emerge fresh and newborn out of the earth's shell and blink in the sunlight with wonder. At night, he lay between the others and thought of eggs. To make an omelette, first fry chopped onions in butter and oil. Add a hint of garlic and fresh forest mushrooms and let stew. Crack 3 eggs, their shell brown and firm, into a bowl and mix. Add a pinch of salt. He resented the groans that rose around him as he tried to concentrate. With every night that passed, like the ticking of an ancient clock, the recipes became more important to him, their existence more real than the world around him. They were pure where life was dirty, beautiful where life was ugly. Their abstractness was compelling, untainted. To complete the omelette, add the eggs into the pan, spreading evenly. Chop hard yellow cheese and scatter over the mixture. Cook until the bottom becomes solid and the top soft and yielding. Carefully lift one side with a spatula and fold over the other. Serve with crusty bread, fresh from the bakery, and with fat slices of tomato marinated in dark, aromatic, balsamic vinegar. Elias sighed, one sigh amongst the many escaping into space, and fell asleep. Sometime during the night, he had lost another tooth. He found it on his chest in the morning. A sad, broken thing, like a stained pebble on a wasted industrial shore. That morning, too, he thought he recognized one of the men on his cart, or perhaps his features just corresponded to a memory he had of a small ristorante by the sea, and a man with heavy jowls who served him a linguine ai porcini. Tasted like a miracle, like a sparing of a firstborn son or the parting of a sea. He averted his eyes after that, and later, as he went into the hut to sleep, he paused in the doorway and planted his tooth in the ground, digging into the frozen earth with his fingers. He had only dug a shallow opening, but it was enough. And he placed his tooth there and covered it, tightening the ground with his foot when he was done. That night he thought about soup, which you could eat without teeth. He thought of his aunt's chicken soup. She was with him on the train, on the way to the camp. There were many of them at the beginning of the journey, but only one at its end. To make chicken soup, boil water and add the chicken pieces. skim the scum off the surface of the water and add peeled potatoes, carrots, and one onion. Add a handful of roughly torn parsley and celery leaves and salt. Cook on a low heat for at least an hour. Serve with noodles or Kneidlach. He slept deeply that night, and in his sleep, the scent of chicken soup rose and grew in a warm cloud, engulfed him, grew over the hut and rose further, filling up all of Auschwitz with its aroma. It silenced the sleepers and smoothed out their faces so that once again they were children, tucked away safely in their beds back home with their parents nearby and their siblings all around them. Outside the hut, the frozen ground broke and the thing he had planted sprouted. A tree of teeth that grew and blossomed, its flowers opening in brilliant, perfect smiles that ate away the barbed wire fence, the guard towers and the train tracks, the crematorium and the showers, until nothing remained of the night, and the world was left a clean and empty plate.
Many thanks to Graham Dunlop not only for his excellent narration, but for supplying it at such short notice this week. We've got some exciting stories coming up, which we've had to pay quite a lot for, so any donations wouldn't go amiss this week. The pot's running dry. But thank you to everyone who has donated and everyone who continues to donate on the monthly subscription, which helps us be a paying market and plan our finances better. If we get just a few more monthly donations coming in, we can increase our standard rate to authors. I'd like to be able to pay £10 instead of £5 for stories, perhaps even more. Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Theme music by Pain Factor. Music this week from Lato. From their album Lato 3, links to their album, which is free to download, can be found in our show notes. Tracks Dead Planets and Mount Black Prince.